Hello and welcome to episode 5 of Ask Karen, the podcast that has all the answers. You can get in touch with advice on absolutely anything. Maybe you've hit a crossroads in your life, it could be a simple dilemma, or maybe you want to know if Karen is a big fan of origami. You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. You can contact us via our website, askkaren.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at AskKarenPodcast, and we're also on Facebook as well. I'm your host, Chris, and I'm here with Karen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh.
It doesn't sound very positive.
Doesn't sound like you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm worried now. I'm a bit worried. How's your week been? All right.
Yeah, it's only Tuesday.
Hang on. I mean, the week since.
Since that,
I don't mean.
Since I saw you last.
Just the week. Yeah, the last 7. How's your last 7 days been? Okay.
It's been all right. God, I'm not summoning that much enthusiasm for life at the moment, am
I? Really, are you?
It's all right.
How are you dealing with being famous?
Oh, that's probably it. The fame's gone to my head.
It's thrown you a bit.
Yeah.
People stopping the street and asking you questions.
Only when I speak, because obviously they haven't seen my face.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, whenever I speak to someone, they're like
oh,
I recognise that voice.
Oh, it's Karen.
It's Cass Karen.
Oh.
Yeah, it's amazing. I bet you're getting it as well, eh?
No.
Oh.
No.
I'm just more popular.
I went to a gig last week.
Did you?
Yeah, I invited you actually. You didn't want to come.
You couldn't come. When was this?
It was a Wednesday.
Just because I do a late shift on Wednesday.
Jazz innit? Cafe in
I did want to
in
go.
London. It was good, really good.
Oh.
MF Robots, they were called.
Yeah, and used to be the Brand New Heavies.
They used to be the Brand New Heavies. You can't talk about them, anymore. That's a.
Really?
So the drummer and the singer were in the Brand New Heavies, but it's not mentioned. It's like
Why
a.
Not?
It's like a. I don't know, because it's just like the history.
Their
history, and they don't want to talk about it.
Oh, that's stupid. Brand New Heavies were brilliant.
No, I know, but, you know, this is their new thing, and they don't want to. Do you know what I mean? I sort of get it a bit.
No, that's like John Travolta not wanting to talk about Greece.
A little bit like that, yeah.
I'd still talk about Greece if I was John Travolta.
But I think he's fallen out with them, so it doesn't want, they're still going.
I see. Okay,
doesn't
different.
Want to give them any press. You see what I mean?
I didn't know they were still going.
Mm.
Okay, that's a different
story.
They are
still going. But also discovered another band called Young Gun Silver Fox.
Never heard
and
of
they
it.
Are amazing.
Really?
You need
what
to give them
music?
A listen. Well, I looked on like Spotify, I think it was. It said rock, but it's not really.
Oh, I'm not into
No, it's not rock. It's not rock. It's not rock. It's basically like Fleetwood Mac. It's like 70s.
No,
you'd love it. Honestly, it's so good.
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, give it a listen. So my boss Claire at work.
Right.
Wanted to mention my boss Claire at work.
Okay, is she a nice boss?
It's funny you should ask. She is the greatest boss.
Oh, that's
she really
nice.
Is. And she said, if I mentioned her on the podcast, I'll give an afternoon off to record the podcast.
No way, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, Claire.
So now I've mentioned her, do you think I should just take tomorrow afternoon off?
Or just don't come in.
Do I need to wait for her to hear this first? Or how is this going to work?
You can't just, yeah, it has to.
Because she'll wonder where I am.
Yeah. You have to.
I'll wait till she's heard it and then I'll just.
Then just don't come and go back.
Does
it have to be an afternoon or can you go in late?
I don't know. She's such a good boss.
She sounds lovely. I wish Claire was my boss. She's so flexible.
I think she would be. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh, Claire, you sound ace.
That's good. That's
got any sway over my boss?
That's
not
that
really.
Done. No, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
That's that done. Tick.
Yay.
Right. We've had a message from Annette Lucy on Facebook.
Annette Lucy.
Who says, "Nice outfit, Karen. Much more you." Now, I don't think she's talking about the outfit you're wearing now.
she got a spy cam in my flat.
We're live on some webcam. No, I think she's talking about the cartoon that we changed your cartoon outfit this week.
Thanks, Annette. That was my choice, actually.
It was your choice.
Yeah.
Was it a hoodie in the end?
Yeah, it was a bit boring.
Was it a hoodie?
Yeah, it was a navy blue hoodie.
I mean, it's very you.
It's not very glamorous, but...
As I said, it's very you.
You can. Yeah, I got a bit bored of flicking through all the various costumes. But yeah, it is much more me.
It is much more you.
Yeah. So. Thanks, Annette.
A message from Yvonne in Walthamstow.
Oh, we've had an Yvonne in Walthamstow before.
She asked about Strictly Come Dancing before.
Oh.
She wants to know, similar sort of question, sort of, Blur or Oasis?
Oh, that's a hard one because,
yeah,
like you are a very similar age to me.
Yeah.
And the when I was like 19, there was a big Blur v Oasis thing.
Yeah.
And what's that magazine? They put out a post with Blur on one side and no, Blur on one side and Kylie on the other, naked Kylie.
Naked Kylie? What magazine was that?
It's like, do you not remember? It was famous.
I was going to say Smash Hits, but...
It was something like that. But like tastefully done, like with her knees up and her arms around her knees.
Knees up? Knees up, Kylie, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, Blur.
Blur.
What would you say?
I pick Blur, I think, yeah. Although I'm quite a bit... I've discovered I like all the Oasis songs that are sung by Noel.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's just Liam I don't really like very much.
Oh.
I don't really like his voice that much, and it annoys me a little bit as well. And okay. Noel's quite nice.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he though?
Well,
oh, I don't know.
I mean, I don't want to be friends with him.
Well, you're lucky because he's not asking, is he?
Got a message from Alex in Rickmansworth.
Rickmansworth? Where's that?
I thought you'd say that.
I've never heard of it. Is that real?
It's kind of Watford way.
Oh, Rick Mansworth.
Rick Mansworth.
Oh.
I don't know how you spell it. Rick Mansworth. Maybe it is Men's
real.
Mansworth. Anyway.
I think it's Men's Mans.
Could be. I'm not sure.
It's not on a tube route, is it?
No, it's
doesn't
not.
Matter.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not on the tube. This is a good question. You like this one?
Okay.
If you could be any famous Karen for the day... Which Karen would you be?
There aren't that many famous Karens.
Well, it's funny you should say that because I've been looking into this and... I'm going to help you out a little bit.
Okay.
Because there aren't many famous Karens. I've got a list of Karens here that you might know, you might not know. Now, I've decided that you can...
Karen Carpenter?
You can be one of these for the day. Yeah, you can time travel as well because you don't need Karen Carpenter today because that wouldn't be a very enjoyable day, would it?
No.
So
well,
Karen
not
Carpenter.
Much of her life, probably.
I think she's probably the most famous, do you think?
She's proper famous. Her voice is beautiful, but she was a very unhappy soul.
That's true.
Yeah.
She had good times, I imagine, as
do you
well.
Do think?
She
I hope
must
so.
Have done.
I'm not sure. Have you seen the Karen Carpenter story? Flipping out.
Really
it's depressing, isn't
tragic,
it?
Tragic, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted.
Karen Brady.
Is she a murderer?
No. I think I think of Ian Brady,
oh, yeah,
you?
No.
Karen Brady is the one off The Apprentice.
Oh,
she's
no.
Like, you know what I mean?
Long black hair. She used to be having something to do with football.
Yeah, I think she's like a manager of some
club
or
something.
Is she
like pro-Brexit? Is she a Tory
or
something?
I don't know, I'm not sure.
No, I feel like
you're
I'm scarring her,
out. Her.
I don't know if that's true.
You're rid of all her
out. She's not my top choice, no.
Karen Gillan.
Never heard of her.
I think you'd like Karen Gillan.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
an actress. She was in Doctor Who. She was a Doctor Who's... I was going to say apprentice. I don't mean apprentice, do I?
Assistant.
Assistant, that's what I mean.
And what
yeah.
kind of time?
Because of the apprentice. What kind of time?
Like,
in the evening?
Like in the 60s?
No. Like she was the ginger one, I think, quite recently.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Like about 4 years ago.
I remember
or
there
like
was
that.
A ginger one, but no, I didn't
I think
see
she was
that.
Ginger one. I might have got that wrong.
I don't know her really.
Anyway, you got the options being
okay,
Doctor
that's
Who
an option.
Doctor Who assistant. That's what the options be. I mean, that's pretty exciting.
I'm not excited.
Karen McDougall.
Don't know her.
She's a glamour model for Playboy.
No, definitely not. That's not me. Her. Yeah.
Karen O.
Oh.
Karen O. Just
related to Sandra O. Oh no, just
she's from South Korea. She might be our South Korean listener.
What's Karen O do?
She's a singer. She's the lead singer of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
She's my favourite so far.
Really?
I don't know who the Yeah Yeahs are, really.
What?
I've heard of them. They sound like they're probably called...
And I listened to their sort of biggest song and tried to see if I knew it, but I didn't really know it, so...
Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Are we going to sound old then? We don't know who the Yeah
probably.
Yeah Yeahs are.
Yeah, probably. Okay. And the last one I've got written down is Karen Mulder.
Karen Mulder? Dana
she's
Scully?
She's a supermodel.
Oh, no. Because I'd be a Gillian
Telfort.
No, I'd be Gillian Telfort. Gillian, what's it?
Anderson. Gillian Anderson. She's not a Karen, so you can't
oh.
be.
Oh, so who's this other one?
She's a supermodel.
Oh, hardly.
Clothes on this time.
I mean, I do get mistaken for a supermodel quite a lot, so it's a possible. What's her surname?
Mulder.
Was she on America's Top Model?
Possibly, I don't know.
No, I'm going to go with the one who, Karen O.
Karen O.
Yeah. Which one was she again? The one who was in the cool
yeah,
band?
Yeah. See on stage, probably.
That's me.
Have to do a full gig.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Exciting.
I think I'll do that.
Yeah.
Do you think that's good. A good choice?
Yeah, definitely.
Could you see me doing that?
I can see you doing that. We've got a message from Jamie in Essex. Doesn't say we're in Essex.
Essex is a big place.
It is. Good old Essex.
Yeah, you know it well.
I know it well. Have you got any pets?
No, I'm not allowed pets in this flat. I'm really pissed off about it.
Oh. So if you could have a pet, what would you have?
Well, ideally it would be a dog, but I can't have one because I work. So a cat, because they can kind of do their own thing. Cat's I'd good. Love a cat, but I wanted to get a rescue cat. Oh, it's so sad. It was called Lenny, and he'd had a really horrible, I won't go and tell you about it because it's sad. And I asked my landlord, and he just said no.
Oh,
it's a policy across all his properties, no pets.
I mean, you could just break the rules.
No, I couldn't, because like, say if like today my tap's broke and someone came round and were like, there's a cat in there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And
I'm not interested in little pets like goldfish or hamsters.
No. Goldfish are boring, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they die quite quickly as well.
Mm.
We used to win them from the fair all the time when I was little.
Yeah, in bags.
That was my first pets. They were called Swings and Roundabout.
Really?
Yeah. So when they said, which what's one went your first? Porn name, Swings was my first. I don't remember.
Swings. Oh,
Swings is quite a good porn name, isn't it? Yeah.
I've discovered something this week. I think this is going to change the world. By accident, I put my shower curtain on back to front.
What do you mean? You put it on?
I didn't put it
on. What's the right way around to wear it?
I didn't wear it.
Were you like playing Superman or something?
Yeah, I was dressing up. No, I put it on the shower.
Why was it off?
Rail. Because I had it in the washing machine.
Oh,
I washed it.
Oh, right, okay.
Are you with me now?
They make me feel a bit like, like if you go to a hotel and it touches you. Oh, I can't bear it.
They're a bit like that. So anyway, took it out of the washing machine, hung it up to dry.
Inside out?
Well, no, not inside
out. Upside down?
The wrong way round. So
yeah,
there's a pattern. Yeah, there's a pattern on the outside, right?
Yeah.
It's a really colourful pattern. And I didn't know I'd hang it out the wrong way round until... till the next day when I got in the shower and opened the shower curtain, and the coloured pattern was on the inside.
Right.
And I had a beautiful coloured shower. And it was amazing.
Yeah,
and I thought, when you have the shower curtain open, you're in the shower, so surely it should be this way around.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Otherwise, it's just for people coming into the bathroom that are out.
Exactly.
No, it's to make your bathroom look nice, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah, I must admit, it doesn't look as nice when you. But it's kind of, it's all like, it's all gathered up, so you don't really see much of it. You still see the colours coming through. It did make a big difference.
Yeah. Life changing?
Maybe.
You said world changing a minute ago, so.
Oh, right. Well, I've figured it down a bit. You've got a shower, have you?
No. Oh, that's the worst thing about this flat. I've got a shower attachment.
Yeah.
But not an actual, like, proper shower.
And you've got sweets in your shower attachment.
I haven't got sweets. This is what Stevie said. They're, like, little...
What have you got in your shower attachment?
I've forgotten what they're meant to do. I bought it off Amazon. They're, like, ionic things that do something to the water.
Oh, right.
So they make it less hard or something.
Right.
But it's also meant to do something else, like, make the water pressure strong, but it didn't do that.
Right. Well, it probably wouldn't. Loads of sweets in it.
They're not stopping sweets! Water coming out. They're meant to. I've forgotten when I bought it. I thought, oh, that's cool. All those things it'll do, but I've forgotten what I bought.
All those things.
Yeah.
Like a list of things.
I'm gonna have amazing hair and skin because my water's gonna be so pure. No, wait. You could go. Oh yeah, you have got amazing hair and skin.
Oh, sorry.
You missed that opportunity that I just fed to.
Sorry, I was busy looking. Oh, you have really got. Yeah. Yeah.
It's too late. Move on.
Okay, it's vegan time. What has been your favourite meal of the week?
Well, I don't know if this is exciting enough, but I've been making something quite a lot.
Oh, cool.
Which is a bit lazy, but it's nice. Like, do you ever use gram flour? Probably not.
What is gram flour?
Okay, so it's basically ground chickpeas, like flour made out of chickpeas.
Okay.
But it's amazing.
Cooked
it's what they
chickpeas?
Make. I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Be more mushy,
it's what they make onion bhajis out of.
Oh, okay.
An onion. But it's the flour and it's really, really cheap. And then you can make pancakes out of it. So I've been making like pancakes like for breakfast or for dinner, actually. Do you want to know
just
how to do it?
Any time. Yeah, go on.
So you get like a quarter a cup of gram flour.
A quarter
of a cup.
Yeah.
But actually, most people will probably want more than a quarter. I've just realised as I'm starting to say this without thinking it through.
You need some confidence in you.
No, I'm thinking.
Let's just say what you do.
This is what I do, but.
Quarter of a cup.
I'm just making it for one person.
Well, that's fine. This is a one person serving.
Okay,
yeah.
And it makes one pancake. But as I say it, I'm thinking, oh my God, that's so sad that I just made one pancake. It's just for
well,
me.
Well, you can't be too greedy, can you?
No. Oh, so anyway.
Right, go on.
A quarter of a cup of gram flour.
Right.
And that's basically the main thing. But then you put in turmeric. This is what I put in. You can mix it up. Chili powder, cumin, coriander, bit of salt. Mix all that up. And about the same amount of water, maybe a bit more than a quarter of a cup. Whisk it all up so it goes together nice.
Yeah.
Leave it stand for 5 minutes. Then heat up a tiny bit of oil.
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 minutes on one side, flip it for 3 or 4 minutes on the other side. Flip it. It's delicious.
Flip it, reverse it.
And actually, like, sometimes I put a big handful of chopped up spinach in it. It's quite a nice breakfast. Nice. Spring onions. It's very versatile.
That sounds good.
And very cheap.
Oh.
And delicious.
I don't know why I saw this recently, but I saw somebody putting some green dye in pancakes.
I don't use dye.
But for Halloween.
Like St. Patrick's Day, do you mean?
Or maybe it was that.
They
you get green pancakes.
Green.
Nah. They look quite sort of, you know.
Well, they go yellow if you put a lot of turmeric in.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'd rather...
I'd be yellow and green, wouldn't you? You wouldn't want green.
I don't want green fake dye in my food.
Why would you?
It goes green when you put spinach in, anyway.
Oh, here you go then.
Yeah, sorted.
Fine. I've had a message from Susie from Manchester.
Oh.
Good old Manchester.
Yeah, we love Manchester.
Manchester. You going to Manchester Pride this year?
No. When is it?
normally last weekend of August. We bought our tickets.
Have you?
Yeah, Ariana Grande is performing.
I love Ariana Grande. What? Do you know, actually, it's not Grande. Because I heard her say it.
Grande.
Grandy. Everyone's...
What,
I swear
what is she, though?
She says it's Grande.
Well, I say Grande. What do
I
you say?
Grande.
I say grande.
But it's actually grandy.
Grandy?
Yeah, we're poshing it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Apparently she's had a massive backlash that she's doing Manchester Pride because...
Why?
Well, because she's not gay, but it doesn't...
There's loads of people that aren't gay doing it.
Silly.
What about Jerry Halliwell?
I mean, people we've seen Manchester Pride.
Sonia.
Toy Wilcox? She's not gay.
You would think she
might be,
though.
She's not
gay.
Is she?
I don't know. I just said that. I shouldn't out her.
I mean, it doesn't matter. They're entertainers to entertain.
Yeah, it's who the crowd
people
want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Silly. Anyway, I do think. I mean, it's great that she'll be there, but I do think she's quite a big name for it. So what happens with that? Like when Britney did Brighton Pride,
who's also not gay.
Who's also okay.
I bet she would though.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You're just wishing. But when that happened, it become a bit of a Britney gig.
Oh, okay.
And I think the same thing might happen with Manchester.
Oh, do you think lots of young girls might try to go?
Well, yeah, and it's fine, but it becomes like people going to see Ariana rather than celebrating Pride.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I bet take that in Manchester
did
years
you?
Ago at Flash at the Hacienda. Not all of them.
Which ones did you meet?
I say meet very loosely.
When was this? Was this when
so
there
this
were still
the
five 90s. Of them?
All right. Yeah. This was about 94, 95.
Yeah.
That's
so their height,
that's
isn't
aging
it?
Me.
That's
yeah, they were massive.
Wow.
I think 95 actually. And it was Mark, Jason and Gary, not Robbie or
where
Howard.
Did you meet them?
In Flash. Well, I didn't meet them. We were in the queue to get into
you were in the queue outside and they were performing inside.
They weren't performing. They were there on a night out.
Oh,
Jason
really?
Howard was with his boyfriend. I shouldn't say that. Who's holding hands with a boy?
Right, okay.
A man.
Might have been friends. Who knows?
This is a possibility. Yeah, let's not.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Wag labels about. But yeah, they came to the front of the queue and got straight in. So they were just clubbing with the rest of us, having a dance
and that.
I didn't speak to them. My friend saw Randy Peters in there dancing on the table. I missed him.
The same night?
No, different night.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't there that night.
Oh, Andy Peters.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a legend.
He's buffed up now, hasn't he?
He's massive, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he didn't used to
well,
be.
Well, he's still
like
short,
that.
But he's massive.
Yeah.
He's wide. I miss him. He should be on telly.
He
should be on telly more.
He's a producer, I think.
Yeah, he owns his own model agency as well, I think, now.
Oh, he doesn't need to be on telly then, does he?
Mm.
Why would
you buff up? Because Zoe Ball's on telly a lot now, isn't she?
What's that got to do with The Price of Fish?
Aren't they from the same, like, Saturday morning TV?
I've forgotten who the first person is now. Andy Peters.
Yeah.
No.
Zoe Ball did Saturday like Live and Kicking with Andy Peters. I'm sure she did.
Oh, were they? Oh, see, I don't remember that. I'm thinking about Andy Peters in the Broom Cupboard. My
Saturday
morning
TV. Yeah,
but then
they went on to Saturday morning TV.
Oh, I've given up by then. When Sarah Green left, there was no point. Sarah Green tweeted me this week.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
What did she tweet you?
Well, I tweeted
I've had dinner with Sarah Green.
Oh, yeah, you told me. Oh, yeah, I remember what you told me. I'm in love with Sarah Green, as you know. She was tweeted something. I follow her on Twitter, and she tweeted something about Swish of the Curtain, which is this BBC. This is a bit niche. It's like a drama series she was in, like before she went into Blue Peter. And I was obsessed with that. I bought the book and everything, and I loved her after that. I like followed her career from.
Oh right, okay.
And she said something about Swish of the Curtain, and I replied to that.
I don't remember that at all.
I loved it. Oh my God, it was brilliant. I remember her character was called Sandra. Sandra, and she replied saying like, "Oh, thank you for sharing that with me. That's so kind of you."
Yeah, once I
love Sarah Green.
I had dinner with her and Mike Smith.
That's better than getting a tweet off her.
That was a very weird day. A friend of mine was a backup celebrity for Dancing on Ice.
Oh, like if someone.
So that they every season they have two backup celebrities, a male and a female, just in case one of the others like breaks their ankle or something like that.
Right. You know,
and they train them all, everything.
Like an understudy.
Yeah, they train them all, they get them all trained up so that just in case, like before the show starts, that something happens, they can step in. And that year, Sarah Green was one with a female backup.
No way, I didn't know that.
And my friend was the other backup.
Oh.
And I went to the studio that day, the first day of recording, and because like they were sort of treating a bit separately because they were just separate. We had like a special dinner and like we had it.
Mm. Sorry, my tea had gone cold. I just had the last mouthful of it. Disappointing, I forgot.
I think you'll like this one.
Okay.
I've just moved into a new house which needs quite a lot of work doing to it. The living room in particular has a horrible orange carpet with matching curtains.
Oh no.
Which are also falling apart. Whilst I could probably afford to replace the curtains now, I won't be able to replace the carpet for some time.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Do you think it would matter if my curtains didn't match my carpet for a year or so? Or do you think I should wait and replace both at the same time? So what are your views on matching carpet and curtains?
I don't mind if the carpets match the curtains whatsoever.
You don't mind?
It can be completely different.
You think it doesn't matter?
I'm taking this question at face value now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, I'm in a rented flat.
Yeah.
My carpet is not. I'm not keen on.
No.
Do what I did: buy a massive, lovely rug to cover it all up.
Good tip.
Good tip. And you can get your rug to match your carpet, your curtains.
Get your rug to match. Make sure your rug matches your curtains, not your carpet.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter about your carpet.
Doesn't matter.
As long as your rug matches.
Yeah.
Good tip. See.
Thanks.
There you go, Susie. Hope that helped you out.
Probably did.
So that's the end of our podcast.
Oh.
Where's the time go?
Wow, it wasn't as quick for me tonight. To be frank.
Well, cheers for that. thanks to everyone that's listened and everyone's messaged us. I've got a special announcement, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So listen, if you send us a question or a comment for the end of May 2019,
yeah.
If you're listening in the future.
There might be.
Could be. It's about 6 weeks from now. You'll be entered into our spring prize draw.
No way!
Right? And for a chance of winning an exclusive limited edition Ask Karen mug.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dinner with me. They're not.
A weekend away
with Karen.
So yeah, an exclusive mug. You need to just send us a question or a comment. You can send as many questions and comments as you want. Each time you send a comment or question, you'll be getting entry into the prize draw.
Oh, this is a good idea, Chris.
To get sending. And you can win a mug.
They're really good mugs as well.
They're great mugs.
We're both drinking tea out of them
as we
speak.
Very functional.
Well, I finished mine, but still got a cup mug.
So you can send us a question or a dilemma or even just comment on what we've been talking about. You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. You can use the form on our website, askkaren.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at askkarenpodcast. And we're also on Facebook. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoy listening. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Don't forget to subscribe and give us a rating.
Yes.
And until next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wag Label's about.